From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. New claims for unemployment benefits are up, rising to their highest level since April. It's the second increase in the past 3 weeks and another sign of weakness in the labor market. The Senate is set to take a final vote today on legislation that would provide billions of dollars to save the jobs of tens of thousands of public school teachers and other government workers. Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington.
It is the last best chance for teachers and the economic stability of so many of our states.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll summon House members back from their summer recess to enact the measure. The Export-Import Bank says it's guaranteeing a loan for Ford Motor Company that will finance $3 billion in exports of vehicles to buyers in Canada and Mexico. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the announcement comes as President Obama is set to visit a Ford assembly plant in Chicago this morning.
President Obama visited GM and Chrysler plants in Detroit last week. White House Economic Policy Advisor Brian Deese says today's speech at the Ford plant will hit similar themes.
The industry has moved to a place where few thought would have been possible, and that is due in no small part to a set of difficult decisions that the president made.
The decision to bail out auto companies was very unpopular. Now Mr. Obama argues that jobs are coming back and vehicles are becoming more fuel efficient because of his policies. As with many of these recent trips, the president will speak at a Democratic fundraiser before he returns to Washington. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
A federal judge says opponents of his ruling striking down California's ban on same-sex marriage have until tomorrow to convince him that decision should be stayed during the appeals process. Those appeals are expected to push the case eventually to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Mondolito Barco says word of the ruling led to celebrations among opponents of the ban.
As the news spread, several hundred people gathered at a park in West Hollywood to celebrate. Many in the crowd waved gay pride rainbow flags, and some same-sex couples brought their children. They cheered for the attorneys who successfully argued against Proposition 8. Lead plaintiff Sandy Steer and her partner of 10 years, Chris Perry, thanked them before the crowd.
For me, this decision means equal protection under the law. It means an equal opportunity to marry the person that I choose, the person that I love, and the person that I want to spend my life with.
Despite the ruling, they and other same-sex couples will still have to wait to tie the knot. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
The sound of volunteers at a relief camp in Pakistan unloading trucks carrying emergency food and medical supplies for people displaced by the widespread flooding in that country. More than 3 million people have been forced out of their homes by the floodwaters. More rain is forecast in Pakistan today. U.S. Army helicopters are helping with the relief efforts there. This is NPR News from Washington. A heat wave is lingering over much of the eastern half of the nation. National Weather Service forecaster Michael Eckert.
Where it's going to be the worst is from Arkansas, Louisiana, over to Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. And then the states surrounding that, from Oklahoma and Texas all the way over to the southeast.
Eckert says the mid-Atlantic states will also feel some of the effects of the heat wave. The lawyer for an Iranian woman who had faced death by stoning is requesting asylum in Turkey. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul, the lawyer's wife has been arrested by Iranian authorities.
Mohammad Mustafayi, a well-known human rights lawyer in Iran, told human rights activists he fled to Turkey after being grilled by authorities. He said they were upset that he had publicized the case of Sakina Mohammadi Ashtiani, a mother of two who faced a stoning sentence in an adultery case. That sentence was suspended amid an international outcry, but she still faces possible execution. The lawyer must now go through the UN asylum process in accordance with Turkish law, which could take some time. Turkish media reported that Ankara is proceeding cautiously on Mustafayi's case and won't want to damage its relations with Iran by being seen to give the lawyer special treatment. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
British supermodel Naomi Campbell has told a war crimes court in the Netherlands that she was given a pouch containing what she called a few small dirty-looking stones after a dinner with Liberia's former ruler Charles Taylor. But she stopped short of saying those stones were diamonds or that they were a gift from Taylor. Prosecutors are claiming that Taylor received diamonds from rebels in Sierra Leone, which he used to buy weapons. Taylor has denied the charge. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.